Chapter 2.
Alex, this is a bad idea. We should wait until tonight, when everyone's together,
Dean Thomas Lurcher whispered. He stared through the narrow gap in the door once again, then shook his head.
I don't even know which ones they are.
Alex Harker pushed his friend firmly to one side and placed his eye up against the gap, shifting his gaze left and right in an effort to get a proper look.
I think it's the two of them on the left, he replied in a hushed voice.
Yep, that's definitely them.
Harker glanced back at the dean to find the man playing anxiously with his fingers.
You're not nervous, are you, doggy?
The dean ceased his fiddling immediately and placed both hands on his hips, defiantly.
These kind of people are not to be trifled with, Alex. Believe me, I know. And I keep telling you to stop calling me doggy.
And I keep telling you no, I won't stop.
Harker shot back with a dry smile.
So at least I'm consistent. Anyway, these kind of people are only as dangerous as you let them be. It'll be fine.
Doggy looked unconvinced, and he flicked his hand dismissively as Harker returned his attention to the gap in the door.
We'll take them by surprise, then get in and make our escape as quickly as possible.
Harker turned back towards the dean and made an okay sign with his fingers.
It's a piece of cake.
Harker's optimistic manner was totally lost on Doggy, and the man's eyes dulled.
You always say that, but it never really works out that way, does it?
Harker couldn't help but smile. With everything they had been through over the last few years, there was never a time that Doggy had not veered on the side of caution. Without a doubt, he always offered sage counsel, and Harker relied on it. But there was also a hidden, steely resolve to the man, when one dug deep enough. And it was this version of Doggy that he needed now.
Come on, Tom, man up. I need you with me on this.
Doggy emitted a disconcerted sigh as his shoulders sagged. Then, with a nod, he began to roll his neck in an attempt to...